Bor Water Station Manager John Jurkuch says the decision was made to shut down the station because water pumping machines were submerged in flood waters last Saturday. He says water levels are still thigh high in some parts of the station after a dike broke.
The flood comes and all the pump, all type of the pump we have are under the water. And this pump cannot be operated when they are inside the water. So we can't do anything.
Jurkuch has apologized to the more than 40,000 Bor residents who counted on the station's purified water. Jurkuch says the station will resume pumping water when the state government repairs the broken dike and floodwaters recede.
We don't have our own plan alone as management of Bor Water Station. We are very much depend on the government plan. One is for the government to close the broken dike. And when they do that, the water will be able to subsidize and subside it. And from there, we can see how many damage it has caused to our installation. Definitely, it will cause some damages on the pumps. And from there, it will become our own challenge to repair the broken pump and resume.
Block 6, Bor Town resident Jacob Ajang says families are now forced to drink unpurified water from the River Nile. Ajang says most people cannot afford to buy bottled water.
Only source and the reliable source that we were relying on to get water has been closed down officially by the flood. There is no way of getting clean water. Actually, the land is flooded, and when the flooding has come, it's only the River Nile, which bursts outside. It has brought water out, actually, but the water is not good for human consumption. So all of us are crying. We need government to do something. We need, actually, the government of the day, let me say, to do something. Because there will be no any other alternative for we to survive.
Ajang is calling on Jonglei authorities to fix the town's broken dike quickly so that floodwaters recede. John Manguk, the deputy head teacher of Black Eagle Academy in Bor, says more than 300 students and teachers at the school walk to other areas to fill up their containers with clean water from boreholes after the Bor Water Station is stopped operating.
We are getting water nearby boreholes. Our neighbors, who is having borehole, so we are getting water from there. These are people themselves. They go and collect water from there, and then they come with it in the school. Yes, we are worried because the water from borehole is not treated. So then we don't have another alternative to get water. So we just go and collect them, and we bring them to school, though they are not treated.
Bol Dengbol is with the Bor-based advocacy group Interfit South Sudan. Bol says leadership has been a problem in the area for a long time and continues to be even after the formation of the state government.
We've recently had issues, you know, when they were not appointed. Again, when they are appointed, we also having the same issues. They are not in the state, they are not in their workstation, they are not doing their work proactively as we expected. These are issues, but still we have the government in place. We can say there is a government in Jonglei State. And I would like to urge the government to come in and put in more energy.
Public health officials say drinking water straight from the river is dangerous because it can transmit waterborne diseases such as typhoid. They urge residents to use water treatment tablets when fetching water for domestic use from the Nile or boreholes. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding reporting from Bor.